Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Haug, and this is the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast. In the news, I have information on Medford's Main Street revamp, details on Jackson County's $660 million budget, and Ashland's new fuel fees for new homes. The community spotlight is the Pear Blossom Festival, which is happening next weekend. This weekend's events include the Northwest Percussion Festival, a wine and chocolate pairing, and some good local music. The music preview is from Chasing Carradwyn that will be playing this Saturday at Dunbar Farms. All this and your weekend weather, this week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. The Medford City Council is debating the future of Main Street, a project that sparked both praise and criticism. The street was reconfigured in 2023 to include a two-way protected bike lane, reducing traffic lanes from 3 to 2. However, public reaction has been mixed, with some residents finding the new layout confusing and difficult to navigate. The original project was largely funded by a $475,000 Oregon Department of Transportation grant aimed at improving bicycle access and enhancing the downtown experience. Despite some support, many residents have expressed concerns about the reconfiguration, including reduced lanes, altered vehicle sight lines, and potential conflicts between cars, bikes, and pedestrians. In response to these concerns, the City Council has been exploring alternative designs. One option involves turning Main Street into a two-way street with bike lanes on both sides, which could cost up to $10 million. Another proposal suggests creating a westbound bike lane on Main Street and an eastbound bike lane on 8th Street, estimated at $750,000. A third option would maintain a westbound bike lane on Main Street without an eastbound lane on 8th, also costing about $750,000. Councilors have noted that the changes will likely face opposition as there is no consensus on the perfect design. The city must also consider its financial implications of removing the bike lanes, which could result in owing money back to the state for the grant used on the original project. The goal of these changes is to make downtown Medford more inviting for visitors and stimulate business opportunities. However, the council has yet to schedule a final decision on Main Street's future design. Not only is Medford making their budget plans, so is Jackson County, as they just unveiled their $660 million budget for the 25 and 26 fiscal year, reflecting a $20 million increase over the previous year. The budget prioritizes major infrastructure projects and public services while addressing rising personnel and insurance costs. Key projects include a $40.9 million allocation for the Rogue Valley International Medford Airport expansion to meet the growing passenger demand. Additionally, a $4.8 million is earmarked for the new animal shelter to replace an outdated facility built in the 1960s. And $24.2 million will go towards constructing a multi-use pandemic response center at the Jackson County Expo. Personnel costs have risen by 5%, with 15 new full-time positions added, while self-insurance premiums have increased by 31%. Despite these expenses, funding for the expanded court and jail facilities remains unallocated, but is listed as a major priority should additional resources become available. Public hearings on the budget are scheduled for April 7th and 8th. At the county's courthouse in Medford, with final adoption expected on June 4th. The Ashland City Council has unanimously approved an ordinance imposing fees on the installation of fossil-fueled appliances in new residential construction, sparking both support and criticism from various community groups. The measure, supported by the youth-led organizations like Ashland Youth Electrification Group, aims to reduce greenhouse emissions by encouraging the use of electric appliances. Fees range from $146 for a clothes dryer to $4,100 for a furnace. These changes will take place on January 1st of 2026. Proponents argue that this initiative aligns with Ashland's Climate and Energy Action Plan and help the city meet its climate goals while promoting cost-effective construction methods. However, critics, including representatives of the natural gas industry and some local residents, have raised concern about the potential strain on Ashland's electrical grid and the added costs for home builders. Revenue generated from these fees will be directed to Ashland's low-income energy assistance program. Each year around this time, the Pear Blossom Festival takes place. This festival began in 1954 as an idea inspired by the Washington State Apple Festivals. It has since grown into Southern Oregon's largest annual celebration. Today, it not only honors Medford's pear orchards, but also fosters community pride through scholarships for high school seniors and volunteerism. The centerpiece of the festival is the Pear Blossom Parade, Southern Oregon's largest parade. Scheduled for next Saturday at 11 a.m., it'll feature over 150 entries and thousands of participants. Spectators can expect vibrant floats, marching bands from seven local schools, vintage cars, and creative community entries. This year's theme, Pair of Paws, celebrates Dogs for Better Lives as the Grand Marshal. For food and drink enthusiasts, the Pear Affair is a must-visit, held on Saturday and Sunday at Central and 5th in downtown Medford. This event showcases local wineries, breweries, distilleries, and artisan foods. Admission starts at $5 for 5 tasting tickets, or $20 for a commemorative glass with 10 tickets. Vendors offer samples of wine, beer, cider, coffee, and more alongside locally crafted foods. On Friday evening, from 5 to 9, the Smudge Pot Stroll transforms downtown Medford into a culinary walking tour. Limited to 350 participants, this exclusive event offers tasting at 13 to 15 local restaurants, featuring pear-inspired dishes. Guests receive a wine glass and can enjoy live music while strolling through downtown. Fitness enthusiasts can join the Pear Blossom Run on Saturday morning, hosted by the Rogue Valley YMCA. This event includes a 5K, a 10K, and family-friendly Mayor's Cup Fun Run, both 1 and 2 mile options. Races start between 7 a.m. and 8:20 a.m. All proceeds benefit the YMCA youth programs. The festival also features a vibrant street fair on Saturday and Sunday in downtown Medford, with over 100 vendors offering crafts, food trucks, games, and live music. It's a family-friendly hub of activity. Whether you're cheering at the parade, indulging at local flavors at the Pear Affair or Smudge Pot Stroll, or running down downtown during the Pear Blossom Run, this festival promises unforgettable memories once again. For more information on any of these stories or the Community Spotlight, visit our website, theroguevalleypulse.com. The weekend's events start Friday night in Ashland with the Ashland Art Walk, offering an evening of creativity and community. This monthly event transforms the city's downtown and railroad district into a vibrant showcase of local artistry. Visitors can explore a variety of mediums from paintings and sculptures to textiles and photography presented by both emerging and established artists. Many galleries and studios will host live demonstrations, providing insight into the creative process. Whether you're an art enthusiast or simply curious, the Art Walk is a chance to engage with the region's dynamic cultural scene. Also on Friday, the Northwest Percussion Festival brings Ashland a vibrant celebration of rhythmic and percussive sounds. Attendees can enjoy free concerts showcasing a wide variety of percussion styles from traditional to experimental. The opening concert on Friday evening will feature regional ensembles, while during the weekend there will be performances by university students and professionals. This annual event attracts percussionists from across the Pacific Northwest, offering a unique opportunity to experience the diversity and richness of the contemporary percussion music in an academic and welcoming setting. Shows take place at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall in Ashland. For more information, visit events.sou.edu. On Saturday afternoon, you can indulge in a sensory journey as Pascal Winery collaborates with local chocolatier Lily Bell Farms to present an expertly guided wine and chocolate pairing experience. This event features five Pascal wines thoughtfully paired with artisan's chocolates, highlighting how different chocolate compositions enhance and complement various wine characteristics. Winery staff will lead guests through each pairing, explaining the flavor profiles and sharing insights into both winemaking and chocolate crafting processes. This educational and delicious experience offers a unique perspective on Southern Oregon's food and wine culture, showcasing the region's commitment to artisan production and culinary innovation. Reservations are required for this event. More information you can find at pascalwinery.com. On Saturday evening, Southern Oregon's Chasing Caradwyn will perform at Dunbar Farms from 5 until 7. Known for their dynamic blend of traditional bluesgrass and other genres, the band delivers intricate solos and rich harmonies that captivate the audiences. Formed by seasoned musicians with years of collaboration, their music reflects a deep dedication to craftsmanship and camaraderie. This free, family-friendly event offers a chance to experience their lively, innovational sound in an intimate setting. Outside food and drinks are not permitted. More information can be found at dunbarfarms.com. Wrapping us up, on Sunday at the Wild Goose, Jim Quimby will have a live performance, offering an intimate look at his signature blend of soulful vocals and nuanced guitar playing. With a background rich in both traditional folk and modern rock influences, Jim crafts a set that is both reflective and rhythmically engaging. His songs often tell tales of personal journeys, struggles, and triumphs, inviting the audience into a shared and emotional experience. For more information on this event, you can visit thewildgoosecafe.com. This weekend's weather is a bit of a mix. On Friday night, clear skies across the Rogue Valley with mild evening conditions. Lows will dip to the mid-40s, so bring a jacket if you're heading out. On Saturday, expect mostly cloudy skies throughout the day. Highs will reach the mid-60s with lows in the upper 40s. No rain is expected, making it a good day for outdoor plans despite the clouds. On Sunday, rain moves into the region with moderate showers expected throughout the day. Highs will be cooler in the low 60s, with overnight lows in the mid-40s. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Contact us on our website, Rogue Valley Pulse, and share the podcast with a friend. I will see you next week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. The closing music today is from Chasing Caradwyn. They'll be playing on Saturday at Dunbar Farms. Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by HOZT.com, your local web development specialist. With over 25 years experience building websites that work for you and your business, from lightning fast static sites to e-commerce, we have you covered. Considered hosts for your next online project.